Okay, let's talk about bread now. There are some types of bread that they make yet, maybe they used to make. Can you name some kinds of bread that they you might
yeast,
make?
Yeast, or you want white and dark?
What is white bread? Made out of, would that be the same as wheat bread?
Yes, yes. Oh, then you're thinking of rye, oatmeal.
Oatmeal bread?
Yes, we used to make that during World War I. That was some of the dark bread that we used to make to
save
white flour, I suppose.
Flour,
yeah.
And do you ever...
Corn bread, of course. That was a popular one in our own home. My father dearly loved corn bread.
Mm-hmm. You would call it Johnny Cake?
No, it was corn bread.
It was corn bread, or certainly not corn pone.
No.
You ever... make rim or wasp. I'll just name some possibilities and you tell me. Wasp nest bread.
That is a tongue twister. No, I haven't heard of that.
Yeast bread. And that was a kind of made out of flour, of course.
Yes, regular white bread, usually.
That was the same as white bread?
Mm-hmm.
Or wheat bread. These are all same words for the same things. Wheat bread, white bread, and yeast bread.
Yes, I would say so.
You ever hear of poverty cake, bannocks, hot rolls, biscuits?
Hot rolls and biscuits, yes.
Now, maybe you could tell me, everybody has his own definition here, the difference between a roll and a bun.
Well, now, a roll at our house could be a cinnamon roll with frosting or icing
sweet,
on it.
Sweet roll, yeah.
And the bun would more be what you would use with hamburger or even just buns and butter.
Oh. What about hot cross buns?
We never went in for those, really. I've just seen them in the stores.
Easter
the bottom buns.
Actually, they don't fit the category. It bothered me, too, because I use the same category that you do. And
I see.
Hot cross should be hot cross rolls, because it has a frosting on it. You wouldn't put a hamburger in a hot cross bun. Okay, there's a difference, say, between the homemade bread and what's the other kind?
Bought.
Would you call it baker's bread?
Yes, bakery bread, probably baker's.
Is that one older than the other, or?
I think we more said bought and bread. Well, we say we'd get bread at the bakery, possibly, but...
Then there's a kind of pastry that has a hole in it.
Donut.
And that's different than a cruller. Is it?
We never use that term.
Cruller.
I don't know what they really are. There were some twisted ones
my
grandmother used to
make.
Mm-hmm. I see that.
I didn't even know that they would say what that word would have been for describing that.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma used to make those.
Raised donut, different than a donut?
It could be, because there's the cake donut, too, the one that's made without yeast and with a cake batter, more or less.
Mm-hmm. You never would have used fried cake or fat cake.
No.
Or you probably wouldn't have talked about raised donuts. Or would you?
Donuts.
No, just donuts. Mm-hmm. Now, the kind that you eat for breakfast, the kind of a pastry that you eat for breakfast, and you put syrup on it and eat it with sausage sometimes. Is that?
Pancakes. To us, I think. What did you call them at your house? I don't think we said griddle cakes.
Pancakes.
Flapjacks?
No, they were pancakes.
Or slapjacks. Fritters or flitters. I've got all sorts of possibilities. Hot cakes or
pancakes.
Batter cakes. Okay, if you went to the grocery store to buy sugar, you'd probably buy it in a sack that weighed about 5 or 10 pounds. And there are two parts of the egg, at least two, well, I guess three. The shell, the white, and the
yolk.
And the yolk is what color?
Yellow.